Blog Talk Radio.
And the last point I'll make is that in terms of expectation setting, there's no doubt that in an environment in which we had to fight tooth and nail to get this passed, it ended up being passed on a partisan basis, not for lack of trying, because I met with an awful lot of Republicans to try to get them to go along, but because there was just ideological resistance to the idea of dealing with the uninsured and people with pre-existing conditions. There was a price to that, and it was that what was already going to be hard was operating within a very difficult political environment, and we should have anticipated that would create a rockier rollout than if Democrats and Republicans were both invested in success. One of the problems we've had is one side of Capitol Hill is invested in failure, and that makes, I think, the kind of iterative process of fixing glitches as they come up and fine-tuning the law more challenging. But I'm optimistic that we can get it fixed.
Well,
now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now.
You feel that?
Shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. You just have to fight for your freedom. Welcome aboard, everybody. Remember when you were a kid? Now, I hate to do this. I hate to sound like, a broken record. We've all heard this a million times. But there was a time in this country where you were taught, and it was taught everywhere, all through society, wherever you were, that honesty is the best policy. You had it at school. You had it at home. You had it when you went into a store. You had it everywhere you went. Yes, people did lie, and of course, we all lied as kids. You can't be a kid without lying. But you are taught over and over, and eventually you start figuring it out that, honesty, it is the best policy. However, there are times, yes, that people do need to tell little white lies in order to protect somebody. But when you tell a lie that, protects yourself and hurts other people in the process, those are kinds of lies that people just can't swallow that pill. Well, that's what's happening here. We used to be a country, I would say overwhelmingly, we were a country of accountability. Today, not so much. But they do say that, leaders do lead by example. Well, that's exactly what this president is. He is leading by example. And his little obots are following his orders. So if it's okay for the president to lie and lie and lie and lie, then it's okay for me. That's been embedded in this society for far too long, and now it's far too many people, they subscribe to that. See, it's a lot easier, first of all, to tell a lie than it is to tell the truth. It's a lot easier to believe a lie than it is to believe the truth. Lies are so much easier to believe. Oh, yeah. I can keep my doctor and my health care plan, and you're going to lower my premium $2,500 a year? Oh, where do I sign up? Give me that healthcare.gov. I'll wait. Oh, yeah, I'll wait 4 weeks for that bad boy, so I don't know for that. I'll tell you. This is what people are not able to forgive. Because you're taking a lot of money out of their pocket when they thought that it was just going to be the Republicans that were going to have to pay more money. You know, Wall Street, because they're all Republican in Wall Street. Even though that's far from reality. But you can't argue with a liberal. They know better. Their college professor said so. Well, all right. College professors say a lot of things. Some of them are right. Some of them are wrong. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. So now we don't need to be held accountable for anything anymore. We can, you know, if you're a Democrat, you can just blame it on a Republican. But see, Republicans, we don't have anybody to blame it on because we don't play that game. So we can't think, how can we blame this on? Because we blame ourselves when something goes wrong because we're the only ones who did it. We don't have a choice. How can these people still come out here and say, and here this president still is, out there blaming the Republicans for this failure? I mean, you have Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke, they're telling Megyn Kelly that, well, it's because Fox News underfunded it. Fox News. This guy's a doctor? Do you really want somebody operating on you or subscribing maybe some kind of medication? I mean, you don't know what the hell he's going to give you. I mean, a guy who can't see reality? Fox News underfunded Obamacare. How could Fox News, a news outlet, a TV station? What, are you kidding me? Stop. Fox News underfunds Obamacare. Well, the only one who can underfund it would be the government. But they haven't underfunded it. They have overfunded it, overspent it. And where is that money? $600 million just on a website. Well, hey. $600 million. I mean, that should buy you one whopper of a website. And you got 3 years to complete it. 3 years. And they still have 40% more to go. It's not that it's not built. It's being built. So it's not built. Well, no. We didn't say it's not built. No. It's being built. Well, then it's not built. I mean, if you're building a skyscraper, but you only, you know, let's say you're building a skyscraper 1,000 feet, but you're only at 500 feet or 600 feet. You still got 400 feet more to go. The building's not built. Oh, but it's being built. Yeah, it is, but it ain't built. Well, no, we didn't say that. Well, yeah. Well, take me to the top floor. I want to see that 1,000 foot. I want to see what the city looks like from 1,000 feet above. Well, we can't get there. Well, why? Well, because it hasn't been built. Exactly. Don't try to lie to us. What the hell's the matter with you people? Think we're stupid? Jesus God Almighty. How can these people still come out here and still the president, for God's sakes? I mean, have you no shame, sir? What is the matter with you? I talked about this, I think, the other day, about a certain amendment in the Constitution for, you know, things such as, you know, the president is suffering delusions, you know, psychological issues and problems and things. It's, I mean, you're going to come out here and you're going to, I mean, you're lying about your lies, and you keep lying, and the more you speak, the more you lie, the more we know that it's BS, and you keep coming out trying to sell it to us. We're not buying it. I don't care what color you paint the stupid jar of snake oil. We're not buying it. We're not going to purchase it. We don't want it. We don't like it. Stop selling us something that we know just doesn't exist. Hope and change does not exist. If there's ever a time for hope and change, now is that time. Right now. This very moment as we speak right now, hope and change. Well, there is hope out there. You know what that hope is? That hope is within you. Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to be too artsy here, but you do need to have some level of a positive attitude. I mean, you can't go into everything with a negative attitude. But when you've done your due diligence, did your homework, read up on all this stuff, and you realize, hey, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, and you say, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, that doesn't mean that you're a hater. That means you did your homework and you found out that this doesn't work, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. But yet you didn't read the bill, Mary Landrieu. And you're arguing with me. I read it, you didn't. I mean, these people are crazy. How can they argue something they didn't even read? And then when they find out that they didn't read it, and the whole country, or they find out that the whole country knows that they didn't read it, which we knew from the past. Now they just got caught, Mary Landrieu. So now they have to go in to the president. Well, let's get a fix. All right, we can almost kind of sort of maybe a little bit sort of almost put a, well, 1 year kind of sort of maybe almost fix. But their payments are still going to go up, and the deductibles and the health care is still going to go down. Well, the doctor they saw, well, he's not in the exchange, so can't see him. So he's got to go see Mr. Punjab over here. Doesn't speak no English, just came into town. Nobody knows what country he's from. Doesn't even have a green card, but here he is. I'm not trying to be immigration phobic here. I'm just trying to prove a point that you don't know who your doctor is. It's nice to find a doctor that you trust because healthcare is very personal. Just going to a doctor, just go to a doctor. I mean, you don't know who this guy is. You don't know this. You don't know that. You know, people get a little, you know, and rightly so. Rightly so. They find a doctor that they like, they trust, they go in, the doctor says, okay, try this, do that, you know, cough three times, bend over, shove this up. 10 minutes later, you're cured, you're healed, you know, you're in love with them. But no, that's all taken away. Now you got to go to somebody you have no idea who it is. They're in this Obama exchange, so if they're in a government exchange already, you realize if this is a government doctor, we've already seen they can't even build a website for 3 years, costing $600 million, and how do we know if you've even finished your training? None of the navigators did that signed me up for this. How do we know you finished your training? Walk into the frickin' emergency room, well, yeah, I'd like to help you there, but... you know, I haven't finished my training yet, so, that's so funny. Yeah, but come on over. Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do. Oh, yeah, it looks like you're bleeding a lot. Well, Jesus, God, that's gross. Ugh. Well, I don't know if there's really anything I can do. I mean, it looks like your jugular vein's sliced wide open. I mean, it looks like, dude, you know, hey, nice knowing you. All right, next. I mean, you think people, I mean, are they're not going to be standing for this stuff. That's why Homeland Security's out there buying up all the bullets. They know their plan is going to do this, and maybe that is their sick, twisted plan. Maybe that's what they want. They want citizen fighting citizen. All right, you sons of bitches. We're not going to fight at all. We're going to fight you. How about that? How about if we gang together and fight you?
Well, you can't do that. We're the government. Whoa.
Nobody should be fighting anybody. That's the goddamn point. There shouldn't be any reason for this. We've got a constitution here. Uh-oh, there I go again with the C word. Put a penny in the cuss jar. We shouldn't be having these conversations. We should entrust our government that they're going to follow this document. There shouldn't even be a question. There shouldn't even be a topic of discussion ever. It should be automatic that the government follows the Constitution, period. American people shouldn't have to worry about this crap. None of us should have to worry about this. None of us should have to worry about our government taking away everything that they want and feel that you do not deserve. Well, it's not up to them to decide what I want. It's up to me. And if I don't want it, well, then I'm not going to get it. I don't want your stupid abortion. That's all this stupid health care is. Because you don't have abortion and contraception care, you can't get this plan. Yeah, but I'm a 32-year-old male. It doesn't matter. What if you knock up your girlfriend? Then what? 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 Well, you might need that free abortion. God, you kids are stupid these days. Don't you understand? What the hell kind of game are these people playing with us? Think about it. These people are playing some kind of sick, twisted game. Exactly what they're, what they like to call end game is, I don't know. Kind of scary, whatever it is. So, well, anyway, let me get in here. First of all, I got to clear my cat off the captain's chair here. She's not going to like that. I'm sorry, baby sweetheart, but captain's got to go to work here now. All right, little baby. Yeah, go. We'll find a mouse or something. All right, let's get in here. I want to break down what we heard at the very beginning of this. This is our president, our leader, our commander-in-chief. November 19th, just what was that? Yeah, 2 days ago. You remember, the Gettysburg Address, 150th anniversary? Well, yeah, he did make a little speech. He, said the Gettysburg Address. And, of course, just to zip off all the Republicans, he didn't say under God. And then blamed it on a script or this or that. It's, first of all, that is so trivial compared to whatever is all this other stuff that's going on. Even though it is, yeah, you can put it on the, put it in the pile. You can see that the pile is very, very, very large and only getting larger every day. Kind of classless anyway that he did. He should have been there. I'm sorry, man. 150, that's a big number. Should have been there. Should have been there. That's all I'm saying. Should have been there. What he should have done was actually rode in on a horse and reconstructed the thing. But then that would be totally disrespectful and piss everybody off, which is something that you can't do that anymore. You'd have to get an actor to do it. You couldn't get a president to do it because you'd have people that would love it and people that would hate it. People would find it disrespectful. People would find it this. My point is he should have done something there. 150, that was one of the biggest turning points, which led to this man, this president, Barack Hussein Obama, to become president. That was a pretty big stepping stone in allowing, darker colored folk have an opportunity in a free society. The guy should have been there. Should have been a big to-do. Why isn't it? I don't know. Anything America? Nah. If it's American, got to get rid of it. Apple pie, hot dogs, baseball, Chevrolet, you're out. Go ride the pine. We don't need your kind. Mm. Well, I kind of like Americana, you know. True Grit is one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. My favorite line. I don't have a favorite movie. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, then I don't. But my favorite line out of any movie comes from True Grit. Fill your hands, you son of a bitch. It's my favorite line. He puts the reins in his teeth, runs out there, guns a-blazing, shoots them all down, the Ned Pepper Gang. Guns them all. That's the Duke. That's America. We don't have that anymore. The Duke is gone. There's still a little bit of Duke left in us. We still got a little bit of Duke left in us. Stuff like that just don't go away. It gets hidden under all the, well, the horse manure, but it don't really go away. We need to stop piling on the horse manure is what we need to do. And let the Duke come out. He wants to ride. Duke wants to play. We need to bring the Duke back. Well, that Duke is within you. He can stay inside you, hidden under all that horse manure. Or you can clear it out and let him out. It all depends on you. Regardless of how classless and just uncaring and aloof this president is over all of these problems that are facing the country, but yet it's all about him. It's never about the country, and they're still at it. Fox News, too. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you an F. I got to give you an F on that. I'm done. All of it. We don't need to listen to how bad this looks for the president, how bad this looks for the Democrats, and is this going to get the Republicans a chance to take over the House and the Senate? We don't need to be hearing that crap. This isn't about the president. This isn't about the Democrats. This isn't about the Republicans. This is about the American people losing not only their livelihoods, but in some cases are ultimately going to be losing their lives because of this. People have lost their jobs. They've lost their hours. They've lost their health care. And now they try to go on Obamacare or healthcare.gov. If they can get on, the son of a bitch, they find out they can't afford it. How many people are you really helping? Well, we only got a website that can handle 7 million. Yeah, but we got 50 million uninsured. Some people live, some people die. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, this is pathetic. These people, I don't feel any sense of concern or care. You don't see it in their faces. You see them feel like they might lose their jobs. Some of these, you know, the lower level. But they don't care. Kathleen Sebelius doesn't care. Why would she show up? That doesn't even make any sense in this deal. You hear about that in Miami? She shows up to Miami, gets in there, tries to get the website to work. She's meeting all these navigators. I got the clip in here somewhere. We'll play it. But why would you even show up? That doesn't even make any sense. You know the goddamn website isn't going to work. Why would you show up and have all these cameras up there and make yourself look really, really, really stupid? Who advises you? Is anybody in charge here? Who's running the shop? I mean, my God. So getting back to our supreme leader, King Barack Hussein Obama, here he is when he should have been in Gettysburg. Is having some photo op and some kind of corny-ass interview with you know, the Wall Street mucky mucks, Wall Street Journal, I think it was, and, you know, who cares who it was. The point is, I don't know. I mean, my whole point is we have to start bringing back a little bit of America. Just bring a little bit of it back. And start adding more of it in there. Well, that's gone. We don't have it anymore. We can't do anything anymore, American. What is American anymore? I don't even know. Can you go on picnics? Can you go out with the family? Go to the lake? I mean, or are you going to pollute the lake? The lake is for the fish, not for the people. I mean, we don't have innovation anymore. We've got some pretty good technology, but I mean, what else are we leading? We're falling behind in math. We're falling behind, and the government keeps trying to fix everything. No child left behind. Common core, this, that, all these stupid little catchphrases. Well, first of all, the government needs to stay the hell out of education, number frickin' one. Education should be as local as possible. Whatever town you're living in, that you are responsible for your education. If you're in the city, well, then, you know, the city's got to do it. Certainly, yes, you have to have certain guidelines and make sure that the kids reach a certain level. That's got to be set. But it still should be handled as locally as possible. We don't need big government involved in education. We've already seen what they can't do, which is not very much. They can create debt. They can create more government jobs, which only takes or puts more strain on the private sector, which is the economy. Public sector is not the economy. The private sector is the economy. But they don't like the private sector, which doesn't make any sense because it's the private sector that feeds them. Or is it that they just want to take more from them because they've got a lot? Okay, that's called stealing. Stealing is theft. Theft, last time I checked, was a crime. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I misread it. Maybe I'm confused. But it used to be, when I was a kid anyway, stealing was a crime. Stealing was theft. Some countries you get your hand chopped off for stealing. Imagine that. Stop stealing from us. And we have to stop letting them steal from us. We've got to put an end to this. They're not going to put an end to it. You think they're going to say, oh, okay, I'll stop stealing from you. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, I'll stop stealing from you. They got their hand down your pocket. We have to do this. We have to demand not only more out of our leaders, but more out of ourselves. I'm sorry, but we're just going to have to suck it up and do it. Is it going to hurt you? Really? Wah! I don't want to hear it. Zip it. Anyway, getting back to our supreme leader, King Barack Hussein Obama. The last point I'll make... Oh, God, I'm sure the crowd was finally. He's not that good of an orator, I'm sorry, but he is a boring speaker. So am I, but it doesn't really matter. The point is, I'm sick and tired of everybody slobbering all over this guy, saying how great of an orator he is. I don't see it. I don't hear it. So, whatever. So the president, in front of all these people, and, you know, it's a nice big photo op, and crowd loves it, you know. They love the president. He's such a good man. He gave me Obamacare. I can't afford it, but at least I can get a free abortion. It makes me feel good. Yeah, but aren't you, like, 79? Well, thank you, sweetie, but no, I'm actually 84. 84-year-old women do not need abortions. And if they do, well, hey, good for you, sister. Rock and roll, man. That's all I can say. Good for you, sister. Keep it up. The last point I'll make, the president goes on and pukes his way through this interview. The last point I'll make is that in terms of expectation setting, didn't you make all those expectations, Mr. President? Wasn't it you that made all those expectations? You know, you can keep your doctor in your plan and lower your premiums $2,500. Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that in an environment in which we had to fight tooth and nail to get this passed. Really? You had to fight tooth and nail? How did you fight tooth and nail? Let's see. Major majorities in both House and Senate. You realize that you did not need Republicans for any vote, regardless, no matter what. You had all the votes you wanted. You got everything that you wanted passed. You went into a room. You wouldn't let the Republicans even in to even listen to any of these discussions. You crammed it down the American people's throat. Christmas Eve. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah, choke on this. And you fought tooth and nail? You didn't fight tooth and nail. You didn't have a fight. There was no fight. Your enemy was defeated before the battle even began. What, are you kidding me? You didn't need their votes. There was no fighting tooth and nail. What the hell's the matter with you? Enough with this. Again, delusions. Delusions. Stop. I can't take any more. I mean, I've only read the first frickin' sentence and I'm already puking profusely over here. You're killing me. Stop with this. Fighting tooth and nail to get this passed. There was no fight. What fight? Who did you fight? Would you get in a fight with one of the, you know, your lobby groups or your community organizing groups? What the hell? What, a fight tooth and nail? And it ended up being passed on a partisan basis. Fighting tooth and nail, and it ended up being passed on a partisan basis. I mean, that right there just says he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's just pulling crap right directly out of thin air. Tooth and nail to get it passed, but when it got passed, it was completely partisan. Well, then you didn't fight. There was no fight. I mean, you know, when you use fancy words and you're talking really fast, you know, like Kirsten Gillibrand. No. We all knew. We weren't duped. We knew exactly what the hell was going on. Mothers with kids with asthma and preconditions, and they got all this, and people are uninsured, and they got all this, and Obamacare, and look at all these unicorns, and everything is beautiful. I mean, and this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of delusions that we need to get out of our government. I mean, these people, I mean, you can't have these people leading your country. We need more competent people than Kirsten Gillibrand. My Lord in heaven, the things that these people say, we can't have that anymore. They're doing that to placate to their base. What is this all about? Why would you do this? I mean, it's a farce, these people. You can't go on there and announce this crap, Miss Gillibrand, nationally, and then just keep talking. Of course, Martha Raddatz, she's not gonna say anything. She's like, uh-oh, she slipped up. You knew damn good and well they knew what it was. Mary Landrieu knew, but now she realized that it didn't, you know, it wasn't popular with the American people. So now she wants to get the president to fix it. Well, the president can't fix it. The president has already screwed it up. He can't fix it. He can only make it worse. So then the king goes on. Not for a lack of trying. Oh, yes. He really tried. He really tried. You know, he had all these beer summits and he just really tried to get together with the Republicans. Well, they get together once, and it was completely in vain. It was like talking to a brick wall.
Matter of fact, you would have got more response from that brick wall. The president is a brick wall. He wasn't going to change anything. The Republicans weren't going to change his mind, and they weren't going to change the Democrats' mind. They had the total majority. They were going to do what they were going to do, and it really didn't matter. Mary Landrieu was going to be able to then travel into Europe without being embarrassed because our country's going to get health care. Meanwhile, her constituents can't even travel to the supermarket to put food on their table, but this broad can't travel to Europe without being embarrassed. Well, don't you think that can't travel to the supermarket to put food on your table, don't you think that's a little bit more embarrassing than you can't travel to Europe to get a friggin' handbag, Miss Mary Landrieu? Sorry, girl, but you broke my heart, man. I mean, you did. And I stuck up for you. That pisses me off. I got problems with that. That's my fault. But, you know, hey, look, when you're saying good things and you keep saying good things over and over again, you know, what am I supposed to think? Well, now I don't believe anybody. Fine, you're going to tell me that you're going to talk to me about all these sweet things? Well, that's great. Well, then back it up. Just like what happened when the government shut down. Republicans all talking that big game, and Mr. Boehner's up here, you know, pounding his chest, and I knew it. I'm thinking, this is great. This all sounds good, warm, and wonderful. You got the country on your side now, you know, boom, 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 you're building something. You knew it was only a matter of time before they dropped trial and surrendered. So just, I can't take it anymore. None of us should. Any of those Republicans who voted to put this country back, to put the government back, or not put the government back, but to unshut the government down, they need to lose their job. All the Democrats need to lose their job for voting for this health care. They all need to lose it just for that. Just for that alone. They did lie to you. They knew. And if they didn't know, then they shouldn't have voted for it. That's the point. If they didn't know, then they should lose their job for not knowing. And if they did know, they should lose their job for knowing and then telling me that I can go out and keep my doctor and my health care plan and everything is going to be rosy. So either way, if you voted for that health care bill, you deserve to lose your job. And that's up to you, America. You need to decide. You want to vote for the very person who just screwed your life? You want to put that very person who just took your life, flipped it upside down, and kicked it to the curb? You want to vote that person back into office? That's your decision. If you're that stupid, then you deserve that gutter that you're in. You deserve it. That's your gutter. You asked for it. You voted for it. You paid for it. It's your gutter. That's the point I'm making. You're going to go out, you're going to support, you're going to build, and you're going to pay for a gutter, you're going to have to live in it. You're going to have to live in it. But the problem is that gutter you built is, it's kind of like one of those Venus flytraps. And there's nothing they can do. You caught us good people in there. But we can't get out of your gutter. But we can, and we're going to have to fight our way through it, which means there's going to be some ass whoopings. I'm speaking again figuratively, so everybody relax and don't set yourselves on fire. We don't need real hostilities. Just have an imagination and zip it. So the president goes on, not for a lack of trying. Oh, yeah. Because I met with an awful lot of Republicans to try to get them to go along. Yeah, you sure did, Mr. President. Yeah, you met with them. You didn't listen to them. And you chastised them and ridiculed them. Did your best to humiliate them. Yeah, I remember that. But
But because there was just ideological resistance, well, that's a fancy way of saying you're full of BS, to the idea of dealing with the uninsured and people with pre-existing conditions. See, this is all it's about. See, this is what they're bringing up. Well, it's pre-existing conditions. That's all they tout. Okay, but all these people are losing their health care plans, and there's more people uninsured than there ever has been before because of Obamacare. Yeah, but pre-existing conditions. We got mothers with children with asthma. Come back. Pre-existing conditions. Well, these pre-existing condition people can't afford your health care. They still don't have health care. Ms. Gillibrand, are you listening? No, you're not. That mother you're talking about, she can't afford that unless she's getting all these stipends from the government. But if she's got a job, and especially if she's got a 40-hour work week, but she can't get health care because her employer dropped it, she won't be able to afford that. She won't be able to get any government stipends. So then what? Well, at least they can get insurance. Yeah, but they can't afford it. Well, at least they can get it. You know, let me... Hey! Well, some people live, some people die. Yeah. Going back on, what's the first words out of his mouth? There was a price to that, he says. Really? What price is that? I wonder what that price that he's talking about. I know the price that I'm talking about. I just got done talking about it. The price of the American people losing their livelihoods, losing their jobs, losing money, losing their way of life, and ultimately losing their life. Is that the price you were talking about, Mr. Obama? Or was there another price that you were talking about? Maybe it was the $600 million that it cost you to build a website for 3 years that doesn't work. Is that the price you were talking about? Is that what you were talking about? Huh? Well, let's find out what the hell he was talking about. There was a price to that, he says, and it was that what was already going to be a hard, was operating within a very difficult political environment. It was so hard. How is it so hard? You had a media slobbering all over you. You had all these people in the country slobbering all over you. You had majorities in the House and in the Senate. What do you mean? What? Fox News? And a couple of radio programs? I mean, what are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You have the entire press corps of the entire country. You have television, except for one channel, which isn't really that conservative, which we need to have a real conservative channel on network television, not cable. It needs to be for everybody. So you can see it anywhere, at any time, everywhere. That message should always be heard. You shouldn't have to pay for this message. This message is free. All you have to do is listen to it. Of course, you got advertisers. Who's not going to want to advertise on it? You won't have any trouble at all advertising. But all you need is a television. You get it over the airwaves. It should be there for you, just like the internet. Just information should be there for you. It's called freedom of the press, freedom of speech. That's what it's all about. Stifling the citizen from speaking is I'm pretty sure that's probably why it's the First Amendment. Just a hunch. But you can't take that away. You can try. Some countries do. But we can't have that in this country. And when the more you start taking away from people, well, the more they're going to get tired of it and the more they're going to want some more back. Then they're going to take it back. All I'm telling you people on the left, you need to calm down, man. You need to slow down. First thing you need to do, you need to admit. Don't admit to us because we already know the truth. You need to admit to yourself that you were wrong. You followed the wrong path because you didn't listen. You didn't pay attention. You didn't do your homework. And you just followed this man and this plan and this idea because, oh, it sounds good. And instead of admitting that you're wrong, you go out there and you double down on it. Oh, yes, it's still going to be a great plan. It's going to work. Everything is going to be beautiful. No, it's not. It's going to collapse on its own. You people need to recognize that, but it's going to bring a lot of Americans down with it. There's going to be very, very few people who are going to be insured. And then you've got next year. Wait till these unions, which are trying to get an exemption of a certain tax. Well, he keeps exempting all of his little friends and all this and all that. Well, then who's going to pay for all this stuff? If you need all this, well, that's all they do is just keep raising the rates. That's all. So they'll give this union, yeah, we'll give you the tax. Yeah, but we're going to raise your rate the same price for that tax, so you're going to get stuck anyway. So. And it's going to come down to all the small businesses, all these businesses next year. Certain unions, everybody's going to have to jump into Obamacare. Cancellations, thousands. They're estimating now, just estimating. Now, when they make an estimate like that, that means it's always going to be more. But they're estimating that it could go anywhere as high as 100 million people very soon. In the next few months coming down the pike are going to lose their health insurance. 100 million. I'm sure it's probably, when it's all said and done, it's going to be a lot more than that. Now, whether it comes out to that or not, I don't know. I really don't know what to expect from this administration. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen next. All you got to do is turn on the radio the next day and you'll find out what the hell's happening. You know, every day the world blows up, so God only knows. Who knows what's going to happen next? But the president was in a very difficult political environment. Mm-hmm. And we should have anticipated that would create a rockier rollout than if Democrats and Republicans were both invested in success. Uh-huh. We were invested in success of the country. You were invested in success for yourself. That's the difference. We were invested in success. One of the problems we had is one side of Capitol Hill, which is the Tea Party. God damn them. That Tea Party, I tell you, them Tea Partiers, them tea baggers. One of the problems we had is one side of Capitol Hill is invested in failure. Well, let's take a look at, well, what side of Capitol Hill is invested in failure. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS, Obamacare, Solyndra. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And you're going to sit there and tell me, Mr. President, that one side of Capitol Hill is invested in failure? And that makes, I think, the kind of iterative process of fixing glitches as they come up and fine-tuning the law more challenging? Wait a minute, fine-tuning the law? No. You don't fine-tune the law, Mr. President. That's the Congress job. Not yours. He's out there still blaming Republicans. That's what this is. This is all about blaming Republicans. You can't exactly blame Bush, but I'm sure he would love to. And you know that there's a lot of people, dollar Democrats out there, who still haven't turned off their Obot switch yet. So their program hasn't run out. It's still on autopilot. They hear Bush. Wow, yeah, Capitol Hill. Well, yeah, you know Bush.
he's still got, oh, yeah, he's still running the shots there in Congress. Yeah, you know, he's still running the Republican Party, you know. Yeah, him and Cheney, yeah. Cheney's got that bunker in, yeah, Montana, yeah. Yeah, 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 he's still running Halliburton, yeah, yeah, Halliburton, yeah. Halliburton, Halliburton.
That was the biggest non-freaking scandal that ever wasn't a scandal. You talk about phony scandals. What the hell? I mean, just stop. Don't. Don't. It's unbelievable. Really gets me through this whole thing is how aloof, how just nonchalant, and how just uncaring this administration is about everything. Did you really hear any kind of concern with Benghazi? I know there was only four people that died. You know, it's not like there was a lot. It was just four. We're going to go out there. We're going to find that filmmaker, and we're going to prosecute him for what he did to your son, Hillary Hitman Clinton said. I mean, can you believe this crap? How the hell did she get away with this? Just because she's a Clinton? What the hell does that mean? She's a nothing. She's a nobody. She's lived off her husband's curtails her whole damn career. If it wasn't for her husband, she wouldn't be anything. And what did she do as first lady? Well, let's say she tried health care, and she was told specifically, sorry, sweetie, but you're not allowed to play in any more reindeer games, so you're going to have to go back to the tea parties, and that's exactly what she did. Tea party after tea party after tea party after tea party after tea party. But, yes, yeah, she single-handedly brought peace to Northern Ireland. And she was under sniper fire, remember that? She's out there with Sinbad and I think Sheryl Crow and... She's got her little daughter there, and they're running out of the plane, and some little 10-year-old girl comes up and reads her a poem. But yet this girl is under sniper fire. Yeah. Right. And then you've got these psychiatrists that came on there. Well, I can see how that could actually happen with a boy. She didn't really lie. She just really thought that that's what happened. How could you think that? No, 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 no. Sweetheart, that was a lie. Don't try to cover up for people. A psychiatrist, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, but you should lose your practice for being that stupid to say that, yes, she could do that. Well, that would mean that she's, mentally unstable, wouldn't it? What do they call that where people, they think they remember something that didn't happen? Isn't that, what's that called? Oh, delusional. Well, isn't delusional, don't you need, you know, isn't that something that would make you unfit to be, let's say, president of the United States, don't you think? If you're suffering from delusions, you might have to see a doctor. You know, maybe a institution that has nice soft white rubber rooms where you won't get hurt. Hmm. Well, I mean, that's just me, but. I mean, I don't see anybody in this administration taking this seriously at all. I don't see the media really taking it all that serious. Yeah, you got John Carl up there trying to press, Jay Carney. Maybe it's a lover's tiff or something. I don't know what it is. But I don't see anybody really taking it seriously. I know there's some people you hear on the air, and there's some good people out there that are pissed off, but all. Overall, nobody's talking about what it looks like for the American people. Yeah, you hear that, but not as much as you should. There should be a little bit more. I'm sick and tired. I don't want to hear it at all about how this looks for the president, how this looks for the Democrats, how this looks for the Republicans. I don't want to hear that. I don't give a damn how it looks for these people. They're the ones who created this mess. I don't care how it looks for them. We can deal with them later. Right now, we got to deal with what the hell's going on with these American people. What the hell's going on with tens of millions of Americans that are losing their health care? And they can't afford the new Obamacare, so now they got to pay a fine and get no insurance And if they do get hurt, well, then it's got to come out of their pocket. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? None of this was thought out. Too many people are being affected, and we're not helping anybody. Less care, less doctors. What the hell? What? Why? For what? I'm sorry, the numbers were up there, man. It was like 80, 90% of people who had health care insurance, they loved it. They had no problems with it. The overwhelming vast majority of the country was satisfied with their health care. So was the rest of the world, because that's why they came over here to get fixed, because their country's, you know, socialism, Medicare crap that we got here in this country. This is why they came to our country, because they had this in their country, and it didn't work, and it was awful. So they came to the United States. But now nobody's going to come to the United States except for to get free of this, which is nothing. And what did we gain? What did the country gain from this? What did this country gain? What did we gain from this? I don't see any gains. I see nothing but losses. Losses after losses after losses after losses. And for what? Because you read a book in college by Saul Alinsky? You thought you'd live out some sick, twisted fantasy? The guy was a creep. The guy was a freak. He was a BSer. Like that Scientology stuff. It was written by the guy came up. He's a whatever Hubble, whatever his name is. I don't know. I don't read science fiction, so I guess his books are good. I guess people like his books. I don't know. So I can't talk about him. But he came up with that religion, and now you got, you know, I mean, people are, I mean, Tom Cruise, he's all into it. He's one of those bigwigs up there, I think, isn't he? Isn't he one of the high priests? Whatever the hell you call them, I don't know. Hey, look, you know, how I look at it is, if it floats your boat, man, you know, keep on rowing. I don't know what to tell you. But just because it floats your boat and you row gently down the stream doesn't mean that it's going to float my boat. Certain things are going to make my boat sink so I don't bring it aboard. And vice versa to you. Some of the stuff on my boat, they make your boat sink. So instead of trying to make everybody the same, accept the fact that everybody is different, and just go about your merry frickin' way. Stop trying to change people so everybody's the same. I don't want to be the same as everybody else. I don't want the same thought, the same feelings, the same tastes. As everybody else, I don't care whatever everybody else has. My thoughts, feelings, tastes, and whatnot, those are mine. Nobody else's. Those are mine. And you can't have them. You got ABC over there, John Carl. Oh, yeah, but Jay. On the fact of the website for healthcare.gov is still 30 to 40% yet to be built. Oh, but no, we didn't say that. No. It's being built. Yeah, but it's not built. Well, sure. Well, no. They just can't admit that it's not built. They can't admit to it. The guy come out there who says he builds his stuff. He's whatever his name is, Chow, Henry Chow. I mean, I think he would know. We got 40% more to go. I think he would know, but no, Jay Carney will not admit it. This administration will not admit it. No matter the facts are right there. It's not built. It's not secure. Oh, no. Yeah, it's secure. Yeah, but it's not secure. Oh, well, that's all right. No, it isn't all right. Somebody's going to get their information stolen from this. There's going to be a lot of people. And then what? Now the government's going to have a lot of lawsuits on their hands. Well, how can the government pay for it? They can't. So these people are going to be stuck. These people are going to go bankrupt because this website is insecure and the government is still allowing it to be open. So if you are out there, I urge you, do not put your name in that. It is not secure yet. Until the government comes out and says this website is 100% secure. Of course, nothing's exactly 100%, but it's as 100% as it can get. Then okay. But until then, no way. But it's not being built. Oh, no, it's being built. Well, but it's not built. Well, no, it's being built. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you got 40% more to go. Let's listen to this. Go ahead. Play cut number one.
Just clarification on this Henry Chow testimony. You cite what he said 6 days ago. Today, it seems he's much more specific. He's saying that 30 or 40% mm-hmm. of this tech system that allows for the payments to go to the insurance companies has not even been built.
Well, I think they are building it, is what he said.
Yeah, he said
I mean, John, I guess the...
You're not concerned about that?
John, I think, again, breaking news, the website is a problem. And
smart ass.
Working on it. And I know that, you know, people who are trying to work 24-7 on the website are spending a lot of time on Capitol Hill, where they're repeating testimony that they gave 6 days ago.
Oh, because they have to get testimony is why the website doesn't work?
That's why the president is focused so intently on making sure that the best possible teams are working on making
oh, my God. Enough with this guy. Shut up. Shut him up.
24 hours a day.
Shut him up.
To
oh, my God.
The problem
shut him
that
up.
The website itself has experienced and to ensure that...
I can't take that. What the hell? Oh, my God. I mean...
That was a complete, you know, a total non-answer.
Well, what he said was it's being built, which means it's not built. Well, no, what he said was it's being built. How is that different than not built? Because instead of saying not built, they're saying it's being built. That's more positive. See, they teach you in that in Common Core. So if you're 6 years old, you probably know that lesson already. They probably already taught it to you. So that way you can get in an argument with a teabagger at 6 years old. I don't think some of you parents realize what the hell they're teaching you your kids in school. And if you are and you allow it, that problem is on you. And then we got our girlfriend, Miss Kat Sebelius. She goes out to Miami to visit all the navigators that are trying to sign up all the folk into there to that Obamacare. Gotta give me some of that Obamacare. Give me that Obamacare. Yeah. But what happens? The website crashes. Oh, dear. Right in front of God and everybody. Boom. Then you hear this laughter in the background. And whoever this other lady is, I mean, I guess she was one of the head navigators. She's like, oh, well, it, you know, happens all the time. It'll do it again. You know, no big deal. There's a lady laughing in the background, and there's Kat standing there looking just completely stupid. I mean, just boo. The look on her face is just like, you know, well, sweetheart, first of all, why the hell did you even go there? Why would you plan this little picnic when you know that, well, the ants were going to come out and eat all your chicken, all your cornbread, they were going to get in the apple pie and the cherry pie, and your picnic was going to be ruined? Are you stupid, lady? I'm starting to think that you are. We've already seen how incompetent you are at leading. So now I guess we have to go into full swing here and just call you an idiot. Why would this administration allow their Health and Human Services Secretary to get in front of all these cameras to have their website take a dump in front of the entire country? Do they like the embarrassment? I mean, are they suffering from, you know, I mean, is this some kind of S&M kind of deal or something? Some kind of sick, twisted
you know, freaky kind of game going on here. So let's listen to this. This is what happens here, live. Go ahead.
Officials had in mind yesterday in Miami.
Screen system, sorry, your system is temporarily down.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's okay. It'll come back.
You know, that happens every day.
It's okay. It'll come back. The person, a little girly in the background. Well, she wasn't a little girly. She was a full-grown woman. Laughing like a little girl. It's okay. It'll come back. This is what I was talking at the beginning. Nobody seems to want to take this seriously. Everybody's so aloof. Oh, well, yeah, it was, you know, just Benghazi. You know, hey, hey. You know, they knew they were, you know, working in a very, you know, hot environment. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Plus, it was only four that died anyway. I mean, it's not like a lot. You know, Fast and Furious, well, I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with Benghazi either. It was a filmmaker. Yeah. Yeah, thank God we found him. The IRS, I had nothing to do with that. No. I'm president. I don't handle IRS. Yeah, but you didn't fire any of them. Well, you know, they're good people, you know. They might have got it just a little overzealous, but, you know, their heart was in the right place. Do we really need the government allowing the Internal Revenue Service, the people that handle all the money, all the taxes? Do we really need these people playing these kinds of games? Well, if they're doing that, what else are they doing? How do we know that it's only limited just to Tea Partiers or just to groups that have America and freedom and stuff like that in? How do we know that this hasn't spread to individuals? Say somebody gets in an argument, let's say, like, you know, at a cocktail party or something, this guy finds out this guy's a conservative, so they go tell their friend there at the IRS, hey, this guy, yeah, he lives here, you got this, okay, great, I'll take care of him, we'll get an audit, we'll do this. How do you know that isn't going on? I'm sure that's happened before. But how do you know it's not more widespread? How do you know? How do we know? How do you know they're not doing other stuff? What do we know they're doing? We don't know. We don't know what the NSA is doing. I mean, if the NSA is going to allow a guy 3 months on the job who doesn't even have a high school education come in and just start swooping and stealing all kinds of information, we've got some problems there. Supposedly the biggest spy agency in the world, you should have all kinds of security. There is no excuse. Well, that person just 3 months out of nowhere can get that information? No way. No way. There should be lots of jobs lost for that one. No. There's no excuse for that. Uh-uh. No. You can't have that. 400 surface-to-air missiles being stolen out of Benghazi? No. We can't have... No. We do not allow weaponry to be stolen. And if we do, we get it back real quick, are we? No. Justice Department is too busy. You know, they're too busy prosecuting George Zimmerman. I'm not even going to talk about George Zimmerman. I'm not even going to go there. I'm just so bored with that whole, I'm done. Move on to other things. But my problem is I'm just sick and tired of people, of too many people out there just accepting failure. Oh, well, no big deal. It'll come back on. Oh, yeah, millions of people are losing their health insurance. Oh, well, they'll get it back. It'll be all right. I'm sick and tired of this country accepting failure. Second place sucks. Second place is no different. The only difference between second place and last place is the spelling. But other than that, it's the same thing. It's not first. First is first. Second is last. It's just the way it is. You're either first or you're last. I don't know what the hell we're first at anymore. Doesn't seem that nobody in this country even likes this country anymore. We hear too much of it. This is all we see on TV.
But there is that core down there. It's in the bottom. It's in the bottom of all that horse manure. But there is that core down there. That Duke. That Duke in all of us. We can only be under that horse manure for so long. We're going to dig our way out of it. We might explode our way out of it. But either way, we're going to get out of it. Then we're going to blow that horse manure all over the place. So look out. Going down this road. We cannot afford it. We cannot sustain it. We are unsustainable. They talk about all this sustainable development. This isn't sustainable. Farming to them is not sustainable. Well, how do people eat? How do people eat? Wow. They go to the government supermarket down there and they get their, you know, computer-generated vegetables. Yeah, okay. That's what I want. I wonder how much they cost. Unbelievable. Nobody seems to want to take it seriously. It's not a big deal. So what? We failed. Oh, well, we'll get them next time. Well, it's not the right time to fight, so we'll just take this loss now. And then we'll hope and wait. Maybe 2014, we might get a few more people in the House. Maybe we might get a couple more in the Senate. And if we're really lucky in 2016, we might get a Republican president. And that'll be the good time for the fight. Meanwhile, tens of millions of Americans are losing their health care on a monthly basis now, it seems like. But every month is going to be more and more and more. These policies go every month. Wait till 2014. See how this looks in March. You know, their deadline. What are their deadlines? They've got all these deadlines. Have they met one deadline? They still don't even have all the implementations in place yet. Forget about that. It's other stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the stupid website. Altogether, they've got 70% left to go. All the implementations, all this, all that. You know, they got to create that back room office deal. They got to create this accounting, and they got to figure out a way so people can pay for it. So even if you do sign up for it and you do think you're paying for it, you're not paying for it because no money's been transferred. They can't figure out a way to do it. So who really has health? How much money is actually in the kitty? That's my question. How much money is in the Obamacare kitty? Of all the money that has been paid, actual physical dollars, actual money, liquid currency that has been paid from customers and put into the Obamacare kitty, I wonder how much money is in that. I bet it is a big fat zero. Just saying. Yeah, you have 27,000 people that are so-called signed up, but is any money transferred? Well, so how much money do you have in the kitty? Well, that's not how we look at it. Oh, that's not how you look at it. It's not how much money you have in the bank to pay for it. Just that you want it, so you just get whatever you want. And because you want it, it should just come to you. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Oh, okay, I get that. Yeah, that makes sense, Kat. That makes sense, girl. Yeah, you betcha. I mean, these people have just... I mean, what I can't understand is still, I mean, they know it is in the papers every day. The president even comes out and admits that he's, you know, he's being affected by this. Not the country, but he's being affected by this. So knowing full well that the king is being affected by all these problems, not the American people, but the king, why would the king bring out one of his jesters in public in front of all the cameras to have his signature healthcare website crash and burn in front of the entire country to see? Does he like that embarrassment? Huh. Is anybody in charge of anything? Why would she even agree to do this? Don't you think she would have enough to say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go do that. This website's going to crash. I'm not going to be there in front of everybody on cameras and watch this website crash. And I got to stand there looking like a jackwagon? No way, man. No, find yourself another patsy. It's not for me. No way. But they don't see it that way. They just got to go out there. Oh, yeah, the site works. Oh, it's not a big deal. It'll come back. Don't, you know, there's nothing to worry about, people. Just be patient. But how long do you think people are going to sit on a stupid goddamn computer? They're not going to sit on there that long. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit there and wait that long. And I'm certainly not going to sit on some stupid cockamamie phone for 4 friggin' hours. That ain't going to happen. I'm not even going to sit on the damn thing for 10 minutes. That's not going to happen. So, screw that. All right. I know we've gone a little bit long. Let's get right into my treasure chest here. See if we can't strike some gold here. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. If you have Skype, just push that little blue Skype button and it'll connect you right to the captain. So anyway, we've got small business owner. Obamacare is driving me to drink, she says. We're going to hear that. Obamacare is driving a lot of people to drink. Second wave of health care plan cancellation looms. Oh, we were talking about that earlier. Oh, now it's official. It says right here. Right here in the captain's treasure chest. Right here. I'm looking at it. Doesn't lie. White House email chain shows launch fears. Oh, they knew the emails are coming out. Uh-oh. Do these dummies not know that anytime you put some stupid email in there, the NSA is grabbing a hold of it? Especially if you work in the government. Yeah. Does anybody know anything? I mean, did they just, when this administration, when the president, you know, after he first won immaculation, I guess you could say, or coronation is the word that I was looking for. Well, he was immaculated by the media. They picked him over Hillary, and that she's still pissed. She's basically out there now, and same with her husband. They're on their I told you so kind of tour. It's very subtle, but that's exactly what it is. Clintons are on their I told you so tour. You don't trust those people. They're up to no good. But the White House email chain, these people, it's like this president got together and he says, okay, I'm going to form my administration. So, okay, I'm going to get all these people over here, and if they are, we're going to have these psychiatrists, and they're going to look at them. I want all the incompetent people over here, all the people who have a friggin' brain and know what the hell to do and aren't stupid, we're going to put those people over here. So then when he gets done, he takes all the incompetent people and he says, hey, congratulations, you are all hired. Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. President. I don't know, but you've got one incompetent boob after another. This Obamacare, that Marilyn Tavener? Look, she might have been smart at one time, but that girl she is a dummy. Either that or she's really good at acting. But she's acting like an idiot. But she does not seem to be a competent leader. There's no reason, none of them. You cannot possibly take 3 years to build a website. That's ridiculous. I really wouldn't even accept 1 year to build a website, but I'll accept it. It's government, fine, whatever, okay, 1 year. And $600 million? No way, not even close. No. That's completely uncalled for. $600 million for one website? No. CBS poll, 84% of Democrats want Obamacare changed or repealed. oh, this is really starting to get, well, starting to get juicy. If this is really real, which I do believe that it is, because more and more people are being affected, maybe more and more people might start waking up. But, see, these people are so, they are so programmed that even though they want this Obamacare repealed or fixed, they will never blame Obama. They will never blame the Democrats. They will continue to vote Democrat time after time after time after time after time after time again. Because this is all the Republicans' fault and Fox News. Fox News underfunded it, and the Republicans criticized it. So that's why this health care didn't work. So now we got to go in and we got to fix some things. So Fox News can't underfund it, and the Republicans can't criticize it. This is their thinking. This is how these people think. They're freaking crazy. Enroll America director conspires to release private data. Ooh, find out what that is. And the corruption continues. Sebelius is now, Cat, asked to explain $2 billion in Obamacare loans. What? Get the... Doctors are concerned about pay scales under health care law. Well, we talked about that, too. How about that? New health care plans sold through exchanges not accepted at some prestigious New York City hospitals. Well, this is news to you people. You people were told this was going to happen. Now this is all of a sudden front page news. What? No. This isn't news. You people were told this was going to happen. And now you're surprised? Wow. Doctors are concerned about pay scales under the health care law. Of course they are. They're going to get screwed. They're not going to. That's why they don't want to go with this Obamacare. They're not going to get paid. These people are. It's already rationing. Some of these doctors are having to see, you know, four or five times as many patients as they can handle. Well, that's no good for the doctor, and it's no good for the patient. It's no good for anybody. You're going to wear the doctor out. Now he's not going to be able to help those that he sees. Well, it's not good for the patient. You don't want some, you know, doctor wore out, this, that, and everything else. It's just funneling you through. Doesn't want to take the time to actually see what the hell you got because he's got, you know, a line a mile long. So you're funneled through. He misses that you got this, misses that you got that. 2 months later, you got all this crap, so you go in, but you can't see the doctor anymore because he no longer works there. Then you got to travel 150 miles to go see a specialist that will handle this because they don't have a specialist at this hospital. Nobody knows how to do it here. We can take an x-ray. We can give you a free abortion, but we can't fix whatever the hell you got. So you got to travel 150 miles, but you can't afford the gas because you lost your job. And your husband went down from 40 hours to, you know, 19. So now the whole family, wife, grandma, she's all dying and stuff because they can't get cured. This stuff is real. I'm not trying to be funny. This is stuff. This is real stuff. This is going to happen. It's already happening. And the more we tell you that it's already happening, the more you deny it. I mean, these people are pathetic. How can they get away with this? How can you deny this stuff? They're out there. And that goddamn knockout game. Well, somebody needs to knock out these knockouters. Have to get that, what's his name over there? He started that, those Angels in New York City. What the hell's his name? Curtis. Where the hell's he at? He needs to get out there. Try whooping some butt there. Come on, Curtis. I got faith in you, my friend. Get your boys out there. Get back in the show, man. Get back in the show, brother. Small business owner, Obamacare is driving me to drink, she says. A North Carolina small business owner said she's being driven to drink more alcohol because of the stress brought on by Obamacare's regulations. And drawing laughter, of course it did. It wasn't laughter, ha ha, hee, it's funny. It's, you know, they understand. Not like the, oh, well, the website's broke, hee hee hee. Isn't that funny? Yeah, the website went down again. People can't get insurance. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Yeah, that's real friggin' funny, isn't it? The founder of Early to Surge, Sheila Salter, produced a chart showing she was taking a $4,584 bite out of her business due to Obamacare's mandate that plans have at least 10 essential benefits, and she didn't want a hearing about the new health exchanges on Wednesday. She holds up this chart. So let's listen to this lady right now. This is a small business owner, and she's not out for a soundbite on the evening news. No, 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 no. This woman is coming. This is real frustration, real angst, real concern, and soon to be real anger if this government doesn't stop. So go ahead and play this cut. Let's listen to this small business owner. Go ahead, go.
About, go to the exchanges, shop, shop, shop. You have one plan, okay? That plan includes the benefits listed in the left-hand column. Now, you can see Sheila's plan. Sheila's plan was the one that I chose. I chose my services. I've done that for all these years. I chose those services, chose that deductible for $202 a month. Now, with Obamacare, I have to have those 10 essential benefits. Now, I challenge anybody in this room to look at the services that I selected for myself, noting that I'm 61, I know I don't look it, and I have no children or history of alcohol or drug abuse yet. Okay, because this is driving me to drink. But does anybody here really think that I need all the services on the left-hand column? I don't think so.
Exactly. Do you really think this woman needs a free abortion, drug and alcohol treatment? Well, you know, those are all nice, and you know, but Come on. Well, you're only going to see more of this. You're only going to hear more of this because there's only going to be more and more people out there just like her and probably just like you. You may not be there yet, but you will be. We will all be. Unbelievable. Second wave of health care plan cancellations are looming. A new independent analysis of Obamacare warns a ticking time bomb, predicting a second wave of 50 million to 100 million insurance policies. See, I was right, that number. Coming next fall. Isn't that nice? A year from now. You think a lot of people lost their health care plans this fall? Wait till next fall. Wait. If Obamacare could even sustain itself that long. Or, in case we accidentally get smart and we repeal this son of a bitch and don't ever let the government operate health care again. The next round of cancellations and premium hikes is expected to hit employees particularly. I can never say that word either. It's not my fault. I was born with a left-handed tongue, and the son of a bitch is broken. Particularly of small businesses. While the administration has tried to downplay the cancellation notices, of course, there's nothing to see here. It's only a smidgen. It's not like, you know, just a little bit. You know, it's like Benghazi. There's only four people that died. You know, it's not like a lot. It's only just a few of you out there losing your plans, but you're getting a better plan. You can get a free abortion now. I'm doing you a favor. Yeah. Yeah, some favor there, Chief. While the administration has tried to downplay the cancellation notices hitting policyholders on the individual market by noting they represent a relatively small fraction of the population, just a small smidgen, just a little itty bitty bit. Yeah, just look at him, so small. You can't even see him, kind of like we were going to do in Syria. We're going to go in there, guns blazing and bombs are blasting, but you're so small you won't even see us. Ooh, in and out. Ooh, you're done. What are we going to do? Set a trash can on fire? What the hell? What the frig was that all about? And you want to get Congress behind you on this? What? You want to get the World Coalition behind you? What? Yeah. Go sit down. Zip it. Zip it, Zippy. Let the professionals take over here for a while. Jerk. An analysis by the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. Oh, God. Think tank. Shut it. They are pretty good. But, nevertheless, think tanks, you know, you don't need a tank to think in. Just clear the miasma out of your head and, well, think. Shows the administration anticipates half of two-thirds of small businesses would have policies canceled or be compelled to send workers onto the Obamacare exchange. Oh, they predict up to 100 million small and large businesses policies could be canceled next year. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. You see why this is the time, Mr. McCain and Mr. King and Mr. McConnell, you see why this is now the time to fight? Actually, it's past time because there's far too many people now that have lost their policies. We could have fought it back then. We could have stopped it, but you didn't. You allowed the jugular vein to continue to bleed out. Well, we're running out of blood. We're dying quick. We need to put some sutures on the old vein here real quick. Now is the time to fight. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next election cycle. Today. Not this afternoon. Not 10 minutes from now, but this exact moment right now in time. Now is the time to fight. And stop and never stop that fight. Don't lift your foot off their neck one second, not one moment. There's a giant man-eating bee that's in this studio here today. Where in the hell did that come from? Good God. Thought it was a flying pterodactyl, for Christ's sakes. I hate insects. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how good they are for the environment. I hate them. I don't go into their stupid beehives. They shouldn't come into my house. Bastards, get the hell out of here. Plus, they sting and they hurt. Creeps. I hate bugs. I hate insects. I hate them all. I smash them. I kill them. I don't care. Endangered? I don't care. Well, if it's endangered, put the son of a bitch in a zoo and get the hell out of my house. Because if it's in my house, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to smush it. I'm going to gush it. I'm going to crush it. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm going to smash it. I beat bugs with bats. I beat them with brooms. I won't even put my feet on them. I don't even like that crunchy feeling underneath my feet. I can't stand them bugs. I hate them. I have a big, huge phobia when it comes to bugs. Hate them. I don't know. If I was God, the first thing I would do is I'd be like, all right, I'm not creating insects. That's creepy. They're ugly. I'm going to create some cool-looking animals, you know. Hey, all right, God, you know, step aside. Let me show you how to make some creatures here, you know. But, you know, what are you going to do? I guess when I get my opportunity to be God, I guess that's, you know, we'll have to wait and see. So anyway, this is from the Politico. White House email chain shows a launch of fears. They were all worried. Top White House health officials feared that the government.gov would not work properly and would set off a wave of bad publicity. Oh, there it is. It's all about publicity. It's all about them. It's never about the American people won't get an opportunity to get health care. No, you're going to be embarrassed because you had 3 years and $600 million to build a website that's not even 40% built yet. So I don't want to hear it. I mean, this is pathetic. This is absolutely, this is pathetic. And do they care? No. There is no concern from anybody in this administration, beginning with the president. The emails released Wednesday evening by House Oversight Chairman Daryl Issa included a picture of an error message that has become emblematic of the launch debacle. Well, that's the only thing you see, so... You know, they don't have that pretty little Cuban girl on there anymore, or Colombian girl on there anymore. Of course, she's not a real citizen, but she's the face of America, which I don't have a problem with that. But the point is, I mean, we can't find an American citizen. I mean, that's my point. We don't have American citizens doing anything anymore. The American citizens, I mean, the American citizens have any rights in this country anymore? Since when is being an American citizen a crime? Well, now, especially if you've got an American citizen who actually believes and follows the Constitution. We can't be having those kind of people in this country anymore. We've got to get rid of them. And that's what they're doing. It's not that this girl is up there, and she shouldn't be bullied over cyberbully, or even if you see her on the street, you shouldn't say anything to her. It's not her fault. Point is, we need to allow American citizens to, well, be Americans. Be free. Let the American citizens in on the American dream again. That's what I'm saying. Okay? American citizens should have the opportunity for the American dream far before somebody illegally coming into this country that we don't know, don't trust. People are terrorists that are coming over here. Yeah, really. That's not hyperbole. That's real. They have more rights than you do. You're a citizen. What citizen? What rights do you have? Don't give me this rights. You're a subject. Now go get on healthcare.gov and wait there for 3 weeks until the son of a bitch finally gets online so you can pay triple for your stupid healthcare. They won't give you any healthcare. You understand me? This is your job. Do as you're told. I'm the government. Gee, okay, Mr. Government, I'm on my way. In the emails, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Deputy Chief Information Officer Henry Chow summoned up concerns that he said White House Chief Technology Officer Todd Park had expressed. When Todd Park and Marilyn Tavener was here yesterday, one of the things Todd conveyed was this fear the White House had about healthcare.gov being unavailable. Ooh. Todd does have a good point, and I think we should have a more, I love this word, comprehensive answer as to how we will ensure high availability. Comprehensive? When I hear somebody say comprehensive, that to me says, well, we haven't had time to, form a think tank yet, and we haven't had time to manipulate the talking points. So once we get that comprehensive list of manipulated talking points, you know, then we can come to a much better answer for you. But right now, we got nothing. Nothing. Later in the email chain, which was sent to a dozen CMS staff and outside contract personnel, Chow wrote to two colleagues, can you think about a better way to convey the public when the site is not available? Because, you know, damn it, I can't think of a freaking good way to put this. Other than they're screwed. Well, just get used. I'm not going to go through the rest of these emails. I'm pretty sure you probably heard them all. We're running out of time. I went way too friggin' long. Here, and I got up this morning thinking I didn't have anything to say. Huh, unbelievable. Why is it when you have absolutely nothing to say is when you talk the most? You ever notice that about human beings? You got absolutely nothing friggin' to say, and they talk the most. Just go to Washington. Maybe that's where I get this from. I don't know. Maybe I've been hanging around these people too long. I don't know. I'm just pissed off. I'm sick and tired of nonsense. And I'm sick and tired of why we shouldn't have certain things. We should be able to understand and accept the fact and wake up every morning. The sun comes up. It's beaming through the window there. Splash a little water on your face. Drink a cup of coffee. Eat a little toast. No, and go to work. Knowing full well that your government is following the Constitution and you're still free. What a secure feeling that is inside. Well, I used to be that way. It used to be that way in this country. We never had to worry about our freedoms being taken away because nobody would even think about it. Why would they? Freedoms for everybody. Well, they were taking those freedoms away from me. I just didn't realize it. The smarter I get, Well, the more I learn. Imagine that. I don't like what I'm learning. I'm paying attention more. I don't like what I'm listening to. I don't like what I'm hearing. And neither should you. CBS poll, this is from BreitbartNews.com. Poll, 84% of Democrats want Obamacare changed or repealed. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Looks like the, looks like there's some problems here in Obamaville. What's we going to do about it? Well, they're doing everything they can, but the problem is they're having great difficulties in spinning this, especially since this is affecting the entire country. One way or the other, it's affecting the entire country. Those that haven't been affected realize they're going to be affected. Oh, that Obamacare can't get me. Oh, no, I got a union contract. I got this. I got that. No way, man. They're not going to get me. Oh, well, think that one all the way through, my friend. They're going to get you. They're going to get you good. You've already been got. You're just too naive and obotic to realize it. Just accept the fact you've already been got. We're not going to go into all these stupid numbers they got here. Fascinating number of one day Senate poll. 7% of the American public want Obamacare kept in place. Who is this 7%? They fold 93% either believe that changes are needed to the law, 48%, or want a full repeal at 43%. Huh. So you have about half saying repeal this damn thing. Well, that's a pretty big chunk of people, especially from Democrats. Democrats? Almost half the Democrats now want it repealed? Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign for America, is what that is. That's not a bad sign for Democrats and a bad sign for the president. That's a good sign for the country. And that's what this is about. This isn't about how it affects the president or the Democrats or the Republicans. This is about how it affects the American people. They're being affected. Do you know where your personal data is going? Do you? After meeting with several Obamacare navigators who openly encouraged our undercover reporters to lie. This is from Mr. O'Keefe, Mr. James O'Keefe. He's at it again, and good for him. I tip my hat to this guy. Good for him. This is the kind of stuff that we need. And it's unfortunate that this kid has to go out and do the job for the media. We have ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. We got CNN. We got Fox. But we have to rely on James O'Keefe to go out and do the job for the media. That's pathetic. I'm not saying anything about you, James. I'm just saying that it's pathetic that you have to do this. This should already have been done by the media. That's my point. This should have already been done. If this was Bush in office, you know damn good and well that would have been already been done. But the media is not going to do their job when a Democrat's in office, so we need people like you, Mr. James O'Keefe. Keep it up. You are doing good work. So after meeting with several Obamacare navigators who openly encouraged their undercover reporters to lie about their income status, their health history, and more, well, it became very clear that the personal data was also being cross-pollinated. Yeah. Enter now Enroll America, a Sebelius-linked group dedicated to signing people up for Obamacare, and Chris Tarango, a Texas Enroll America communications director who Project Veritas caught on tape agreeing to a private list of potential Obamacare enrollee data for election/political purposes. Imagine that. Unbelievable. That's easy. It's that easy. Hell, caveman can do it. Tarango goes so far to say he'll do whatever it effing takes. Of course, he didn't say effing. He said the full smash. But you get the point that there is corruption in this administration from the very top down to the very, very, very lowest point of the bottom. We need hope, and we need change. The hope is within us, and the change is within us. We can't hope until we change. Now, Sebelius is asked to explain $2 billion in Obamacare loans. Now, how the hell, what the hell is this all about here now? Let's read this. We only got a couple of minutes here, so I'm going to try to be quick, but I want to find out what the hell's going on here. Several leading GOP members of Congress are asking Health and Human Services Secretary Kat Sebelius, under whose watch the healthcare.gov website rollout has experienced a fiasco after another. Really? We need to be told this? Come on, stop. We already know. To explain the $2 billion in taxpayer low money loan to various interests to get health care insurance co-ops up and running. $2 billion for that? What? Did I read that right? Nah, $2 billion in taxpayer money loaned to various interests to get health care insurance co-ops up and running, and whether the taxpayers will get any of that back. No, they're not going to get any of it back. We already blew $1 trillion on that goddamn stimulus package. And it was probably ended up being more than a trillion. Did we get that money back? No. Will we? No. No. But thanks to that stimulus package, we now know, you know, when a gay couple, whoever's got the biggest penis size, we know that they're the pitcher rather than the catcher. We did that study, so we know that. And we do know that the shrimp on treadmills, you know, they get a little wore out, you know. They like the exercise, but, you know, too much can be kind of harmful for them. Plus, it makes their meat tough, you know, when you cook them. So we got that out. Yeah, any shovel-ready jobs? Well, we put up a couple of signs that said, you know, there's a job up here, but there's, no people working. But we got that sign. It's a beautiful sign. $10,000 a sign. You know that? $10,000 to make one of those road signs? $10,000. $10,000 for a road sign. A road sign. Jesus Christ, you can go to Home Depot, get a sheet of plywood, some green paint, and some white, you know, letters. It ain't going to cost, you know, no $10,000. I'll make you a sign. Hell, pay me $10,000. I'll make you a sign, boy. I'll tell you. So just when the Obamacare experience appears to be able to go no lower, well, the website malfunctions, millions of policies are canceled outright, only thousands are able to sign up through the online offerings, prices for policies are skyrocketing. And now we've got these loans, $2 billion, for what? Out of the $1.98 billion awarded to co-ops, what amount does HHS expect to be repaid? Well, I'm going to say zero. What is the period of time by which HHS expects these funds to be repaid? Well, they don't expect it to be repaid. What do they care? They're going to be out of office by the time it should be repaid anyway. What the hell do they care? They're doing anything and everything they can to get this Obamacare website up. It doesn't work, can't work. The bill itself doesn't work. The bill itself can't even work. How the hell can you get a website to do a bill that doesn't work? You can't. The plan doesn't work. The idea doesn't work. Time to let it go. It's time to admit that you screwed up. Look, we're not going to rub it in your face. Okay? That's not what this is about. We just need you to admit that, well, this stuff doesn't work. And the next time you got some crazy cockamamie liberal idea, okay, have a conversation with the other side and work out all of the bugs. Don't just get pissy and keep them out of the discussions, and because you have the majorities, just pass it through without reading it. And that's exactly what you people did. You have to admit, don't admit to us because we know the truth. You need to admit to yourself that you screwed up. You blindly followed a plan that you had no idea what was in it. And the more we told you what was in it, the more you denied it. It's time to admit that to yourself. And then let's move on. Let's scrap this health care bill. Start over. And the first thing we need to do is to keep the government out of it. And if the government wants to do something to get more people health care, we'll start lifting up some of these restrictions and guidelines and rules and regulations and allow some of these businesses, well, to hire people. Let's get the economy going again. That's all we want you to do. That will get more people health insurance. You know why? Because they have a job. And those big health, those big companies, well, they got health care plans, especially in the oil industry. They got a pretty nice health care plan. Well, those jobs are gone now. You took them away. All for what? What did you save, a polar bear? Try to save global warming? Well, how much global warming are you saving when you're flying around in Air Force One and Marine One all the time? Huh? Yeah, you're really saving a lot. You're really doing a lot. Oh, it's okay for you to have it. That's right. You're the king. You can use as much oil as you want, but nobody else can use it. That's because, well, they're the subjects. Well, guys, that's it. A whole bunch more here I never got to. But we can get to the rest tomorrow. In any event, I thank you all for listening. Again, you want to be a part of the program. Don't just listen to it. Don't just download it. Be a part of it. 10 o'clock in the morning, every weekday, 10 to noon, 646-716-7978. Be a part of the program. In any event, we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Is this Thursday today? Oh, my God, it's already Thursday. Okay, that means tomorrow. If my brother is sober enough, he'll call in and we'll do some football picks. So, in any event, I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.